Immobilization without fear leads to, with another person, it's intimacy. Just visualize a baby conforming on the breast or the chest of the mother. You see the two bodies kind of like fitting together, lovers with each other. There, the notion that you're safe enough to be in the arms of another without being vigilant. That's really, I view that as kind of the goal in life, that our mandate is to be safe enough with another to both feel their presence, to enable us to give up our defenses, but also to support them so they can give up theirs.
Right. So that's pretty hard to do if you're in a trauma response, if you're immobilized, if you're in fight or flight.
Well, it's, you can't do it because your body is saying it can't give up its defenses. It can't give up its energy shields. It can't give that up. It has to keep you alive, because for many people who have experienced or survived trauma, the violation of trust was the critical issue in the traumatic event. So if their bodies start to feel safe and relaxed in your presence, it triggers an association, unconscious or conscious, doesn't matter. The body will just react and become self-protective and defensive. But now those cues of safety and accessibility are now matched in the template, in the memories, with a vulnerability and injury.
And that explains the disconnection.
Yeah. But there's both, you know, the fact that you can see this occurring, witness it, it is also provides a portal of optimistic outcome, because now you can move people in and out of those states for very short periods of time to literally perform what I call neural exercises. So they start experiencing their body in this vulnerable state, but they're not really vulnerable, as long as they have the agency to get out of it. And this is where breathing patterns or breathing exercises are helpful, because slow exhalations put you into that accessible, calmer, more vagal state. And longer inhalations basically energize you to mobilize. So you can go in with the knowledge that you have a toolkit to get out. And this becomes, I mean, this is how a lot of the breathing exercises, and these have long traditions, have been used to, in a sense, increase resilience. With severe trauma, survivors lose the elements that we love in life, the ability to co-regulate with the other, to feel safe, to be optimistic, to have, in a sense, a purpose in life. These things get pulled away from them. They don't have access to it. But what I have found remarkable is they all have the intention, when you talk to them, of having those things back in their lives. So we see the core root of what it is to be a human is to be safe enough in the arms of another. And the point is that if we are to be a social species, we can't be reactive to threat, or an environment cannot be bombarded with cues of threat. To solve really big problems, we need to think and not merely react. And that requires a body that is safe.
Welcome to the 2021 Radical Recovery Summit, presented by the Killaby Center for Recovery. This is Lynn Fraser, your moderator. This year, our theme is Feel It, Heal It, a new paradigm of recovery, featuring a diverse group of thought leaders and innovators, people who are working on the ground in the new field of addiction recovery. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to sign up and watch free.